Okay, we are recording. We're live and audio is up. So feel free to start whenever you guys are ready.
Excellent, thank you. Okay, folks, I think we're ready to begin here. The morning social hour is now officially over, and I'll call this meeting of the special meeting of the Canberra Community Services District to order. If you would all please join me in the pledge. Leah, may we have the flag?
Yes. Sorry, it was up before the fiasco and it should be up again. Give me just one second. Here we go.
There we go. Okay. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Okay. I see that we do have a quorum this morning, all five directors being present, and we also have staff. Mr. D'Enzo, suddenly Mr. Mendoza, and GM Weigold and Ms. Duffield are all present, and we presently have four members in the audience. I don't have anything really for the president's report. Well, actually, yeah, let me just use this moment just to clarify one thing. AGP, I checked and I did see that the meeting that we're going to hold tomorrow, the equivalent meeting in January was recorded by AGP, so I presume that will be the case. You will be recording tomorrow. Is that true?
Let me verify that with Trina and Bob, but I do believe that is correct. So
Okay.
I will verify and get a full answer to you in a little while.
Okay, and let me piggyback one other question. Being recorded, I presume it will also be broadcast live.
Yes, we can absolutely do that. So we'll get it going. Thank you.
Good, good. Thank you. I need to let the public know, so I just thought I'd get that clarified. So thank you. And if once you get back to me, we'll make the official announcement on
No
that.
problem.
Anyway, thank you everybody for being here this early morning. And I think we are presently ready to commence with the rest of the meeting. The public comment period, because this is a special meeting, public comment will be on agenda items. So, folks out there, as you're waiting, once we get to the regular business, which is the next item here, then there will be those opportunities for public comment. And I'll let you know as we go further. The intent here is to allow try to get as much information and feedback from the community as we possibly can. So we look forward to hearing from you. So the first item is the discussion and consideration of our previous, that is to say, the current strategic plan status report and update. GM Weigold, I think if you could sort of start us off on this by presenting the item.
Yes, thank you, President Howell. This special meeting is in support of our strategic plan update. And the last update was held on a special meeting on January 24th and January 25th. So this first item is for a review of what we've done in the past 6 months and our current goals so that we may use that as a starting point for the discussions in the workshop tomorrow.
Thank you. So with that, I think we will just begin. I think this would be the moment for public comment first, and then from there we'll come back to the board for discussion. So folks out there in the audience, right now there are four of you. I'll call your names just so you know that, because I know you can't see each other, that we have Crosby and Laura Swartz. We have Dave Pearson, Dennis Duzik, and Michael Calderwood. I hope others will see fit to join us as the morning progresses. Yes, David Pearson, first up. Good morning, David.
Good morning, board. President Howell.
Okay, good.
First, I'd like to I've been remiss at not attending other meetings and getting the point across that I really appreciate the articles that ran in the Cambria CA about the 218 resolution to raise the rates. I thought those were all done extremely well, and I salute the board, especially President Howell, for getting those done and informing the public so well on the issues at hand. So thank you for that. Second, I guess this is the time that I can comment a little bit about on the goals that are there and give my input. I'd like to start on the one about achieve and sustain adequate financial resources. I'd like to say that the reason that the government exists is to provide services and to do so the most efficient manner possible. And I think that that is one of the areas that maybe more attention should be given on the next round of goals and stuff. Efficiency, since we have the new Tyler system, perhaps there's some efficiencies that can be gained from that. I think cross-training of wastewater and water personnel will lead to efficiencies downstream. It may be time to, as the report said, look at some outsourcing. The first one that came to mind when I was thinking about this was payroll, but there may be others. So as a reminder that outsourcing sometimes is a better choice long-term for the district, because the more people that we add to the district payroll, the more we have as a retirement and PERS commitment downstream. So just my two cents on that. On the achieve a balance between growth and resources, the grant was awarded to the regional conservation district, and they will be starting sometime this fall on doing the forest health work, both on the ranch and on Rancho Marino, as well as some other properties around. And I think this is key towards getting that report back and then moving on with the other future objectives. So I think that one needs to be kept and needs to continue on. Last, the achieved community preparedness for wildfires and other emergencies. There's been a lot of progress made by the ad hoc committee appointed by the board. I think that things are moving along well there. The multi-jurisdictional hazard mitigation plan is a key that needs to be finished by hopefully the end of the year, because that is the key to applying for grants. If we don't have that in place, it makes it impossible in some cases for FEMA grants, and for other grants, it makes it much harder for us to apply for grants. So I hope we can move that forward. With the departure of Chief Hollingsworth, I hope somebody else will pick up that ball and help get that moving. On the last item about research a defensible space ordinance, I recently ran a Survey Monkey of the members of the Fire Safe Focus Group, and the number one goal that they thought we should as a group pursue is getting that ordinance in place for defensible.
All right, keep talking, David.
That's okay.
Sorry about that. I'm sorry, please, could you back up a little bit because I missed your last sentence.
Well, that's okay. The Survey Monkey indicated that the number one goal of the Fire Safe Focus Group should be to help with getting that defensible space ordinance done, so that the local fire company is taking care of not only the unimproved lots, but also the improved lots, and getting those cleaned up and in compliance with the state defensible space rules. And last, I think an added, not goal, but objective here could be to start moving towards getting the Vets Hall upgraded to be an emergency resource center, so that if we do have an emergency, whether it's the wildfire, whether it's a tsunami, whether it's an earthquake, that the Vets Hall can be a true resource for providing help and relief to those who need it after such an event. Those are my comments. I appreciate being able to do so, and I look forward to watching some of the proceedings tomorrow. Thank you.
Thank you very much, Mr. Pearson. Okay, it'll be, let's see, Crosby and Laura Swartz, followed by Dennis Dudzik.
Good morning, President Hal and attendees.
Good morning.
A couple of quick comments on the existing three-year goals, just to kind of start the thinking process off. The goal of increase and improve communications with the public is important, but you have to keep in mind it's two-way communications is what we're looking for, not one-way communications. We have kind of weak public's interest in meetings like this and some of the board meetings because some people feel that whatever questions they ask or comments they make are not going to be answered or are not going to be given consideration. I don't know how you fix that, but two-way communications, please. And then also, I have a comment on the achieve a balanced policy for growth and resources. Now, one of our limiting resources still is drinking water, as it has been for years. And I think the district, it's entirely possible to figure out exactly how much water we can get out of the San Simeon Aquifer in a dry season, exact number of acre feet, and then we can decide, you know, if that's sufficient or not. But I don't see the district really working on this. It's probably one of the more important things that we need to figure out. So possibly with the aid of the consultant hydrologist, we can run some stress tests through the model and see what really is possible. But I don't see that happening. It concerns me. Anyway, that's it. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Swartz. Okay, Mr. Dudzik.
Ah, there we go. Sorry. I missed the unmute button there. It was hiding behind some text.
Welcome.
Thank you, President Hal, and board members, and all public. As I've mentioned in previous board meetings, and actually I had a formal request many, many months ago, and that request has never been responded to. Specifically, your plan requires that you address achieving a balance with growth and resources. And as I mentioned, the balance between growth and resources includes the word balance, and it includes the word growth. Well, you can't balance if you only have one side being analyzed. You've got to look at growth, and nothing in your plan has addressed growth. And growth, by definition, means additional meters. Doesn't mean necessarily a growth in consumption, but it does mean a growth in water meters, because that's the main issue that us lot owners are concerned with. So at some point, I would really like to see, and President Howell, at the time I brought this up, you said, oh, that's interesting. Yes, that's a good point. There's no growth in there. And yet still there's nothing in there. So the plan is completely devoid of an analysis or a plan for growth. And it's essential. You can't just ignore it forever. So I think the time has long since come for the board to put pen to paper and get a real analysis of your and let us know what your plan is. I specifically asked the board to address that. And I did it formally. I sent in a formal request. And that request has never been responded to. So as was previously mentioned, it's a two-way communication. We can't just be tossing ideas your way and have you just sit on them. That's really not fair. So thank you for looking at it again. And hopefully this time there will really, in fact, be a public statement, if you will, or public analysis or public discussion. I know it's complicated. I know you have lawsuits and you have other issues that you have to deal with, and it makes it very difficult to talk about. But no matter how difficult it is, and no matter how complicated it is, it's got to be done. Thank you very much.
Well, thank you, Mr. Dudzik. Next will be Tina Dickerson. Welcome, Tina.
Thank you, President Howell. I actually wasn't planning to attend this meeting this morning, but I will say that I've become less enthusiastic about attending any of the district's meetings, primarily because one of the goals, and it was your top goal, was to provide a better way of communicating with the public. I have not seen that to be the case at all. In fact, if anything, it has become more of an issue where the public feels quite alienated from processes. The strategic plan, we elected you folks to be the ones that were able to come up with a strategic plan. It doesn't seem it would be that difficult. We've had issues ranging, obviously water and finding a sustainable supply, something that this district still can't get together. It has taken way too long. It has cost way too much money. And what I'm troubled by is how things keep changing, where we're told that at the end of 2020, the CDP application would be ready for county. Then we were told 2021. Now we're being told maybe 2022. I don't understand what's going on with Stillwater Sciences, with the status. We need an update. I don't understand what happened to the Task 1 in-stream flow study. Is Stillwater still working on it? I do not understand what Mr. D'Enzo's approach is going forward. It's all happening, it would seem, behind closed doors, and the lack of transparency is beyond belief. And so I find myself, for someone who's been very active for a very long time, even finding a way to get 600 to 700 acre feet of water that would never have cost what this plant has cost us so far and continues to. So, you know, it is really, it's very upsetting. And I was hoping that different people on this board could do things differently. Sadly, that is not the case. Not every aspect of the district do I have issues with. Certainly, there's some really good things happening. But the leadership or lack of, and the lack of oversight is incredible. I brought up to you in the last meeting, which, you know, about the cost for disposal of brine waste and hauling. And to think that you have it in your budget on page 34, this little tiny little a few lines, but you have no written estimates to back it up. I've put in a public records request. I want to see the written estimates. And you shouldn't be approving of anything without written estimates, folks. So that's all I have to say. Good luck with your meeting today and tomorrow. Thank you. You're muted.
Leah, do we have anything in writing, pop and commentary?
We do have one. And you'll give me just a moment here. I apologize, my computer is freezing up just a little bit.
No problem.
So it is from Sasha Del Giorgio. When do you anticipate? You know what? This really is not actually relevant to this meeting. It's regarding IWMA.
Oh, okay. Yeah, that isn't relevant to this meeting.
Yeah.
Let's see. Maybe we want to reserve it to a point where it can come forward, since she went to the trouble of writing the note. Leah, maybe you and I can talk afterwards and see when it is appropriate to bring that forward.
Absolutely. It's just it's really just an inquiry as to when the JPA is going to be addressed by the board, and we have that on an agenda. I believe July 14th.
July 14th. Okay.
Yeah.
If you would forward that to me, I can respond to her with that July 14th date.
I sure will.
Okay. Thank you. Okay. I see that Crosby and Laura are still out there, but we've already kind of moved forward on that one. But there will be ample opportunity as we go around here. I want to give you plenty of time to speak. Yes, Director Farmer?
I just want to mention that it says Crosby and Laura.
Oh.
Crosby has spoken, but this might be Laura that wishes to speak.
That's a very good point, Director Farmer. So if this is Laura that wishes to speak, it looks like it is. So yes, please come in and welcome, Laura.
Thank you. Yes, it is Laura, the other half. Anyhow, okay. For the first positive thing, I want to thank you for fixing so accurately and so quickly our main water main that comes across. That is a good thing. I mean, that's what you guys are there for, and I really appreciate that. Okay, I say stuff in very, very simple words because I am strategic. I am a numbers person, as you know. The problem I'm having with the district is with the numbers. And basically, we've been watching the CIP list, you know, forever, since before it was even started. And it's changed so many times. And not that much has been done with it. The thing is, okay, you've raised the rates again for the second time, the 18th and the 22, okay? So you have money to do this stuff. Instead of, in my estimation, what you're doing is you're piling up some money to make our books look good. And this is my estimation, my numbers estimation. You're piling up numbers to make our books look good so you can borrow $12 million. Borrowing $12 million, that's not how, in my estimation, not how to do it, is pay for some of the stuff, get it done, because you're going to borrow this $12 million. You're going to pay tremendous amounts of interest. There's going to be a lot of money in the bank with the temptation to spend it on things that had come up that not necessarily what it was meant for. So my thing for the district is, please start doing some of the things that you've been charging us for. Fix the sewer plant. Don't make our books look good to borrow more money to spend it someplace else. That's kind of my comment. But again, thank you for fixing the water pipe, because I enjoy fresh water.
Thank you, Laura, Ms. Source. Thank you very much. Do we have any additional public comment out there? I don't see any. Yes, everybody who's out there has spoken. I'm going to just use my privilege here to just comment very briefly on a couple items. First of all, the very kind words that Mr. Pearson gave us regarding the Cambria CA articles, I really want to give credit where credit is really due. All I did was organize it. The people who did the hard work were the actual writing, were mostly it was Vice President Dean and Director Steidel, so I want to give them credit for their efforts there. The other message that I'm getting is that that looks like that was probably a good thing for us to do. And so going forward, we're going to try to do more of that. We'll try to marshal up some additional articles. We do hear the issue of the two-way communication, and it's something that's an ongoing process that we continue to work at. And it is difficult, but we have hopes that we'll get some success there. As to Mr. Duzik, I think what we're waiting on in terms before we can actually discuss in any realistic way any plan for growth is to get the answer that Mr. Swartz was asking, which is precisely how much water do we actually have in a dry season? Not conjecture, but what is the reality there? And then, of course, the other thing which we all have to bear in mind is that even if we know what the dry season allows us, we do not know what will happen if we don't have a rain in the winter. So there's going to be some uncertainty no matter what. But any realistic discussion of growth and resources has to proceed with a clear understanding of what those resources are before we can make any determination as to what kind of growth is reasonable and safe for the community. Now, that's just me talking. I'm not speaking for the board as a whole, but I'm just using my presidential privilege here to respond to some of these things. But thank you all for your excellent comments. Let's go to the board now. And I think best choice would be to just proceed with each goal and each objective to see where we are on that, if we have any comments. So if you're all in agreement with that, would anyone like to respond to the public before we start, since I already took advantage of my position? Okay, I'm not seeing. Oh, yes, Director Steidel, your hand is up.
Thank you, President Howe. I just wanted to, as it was the last things to be addressed, I just wanted to address the item, several of the items that Ms. Schwartz brought up. I'm concerned in her reference to inferring that the district would have a temptation to spend the money elsewhere if we were to get this loan. I find it, well, in addition to the fact that it is not something that could happen, because if we get a loan for the $12 million based on the return on the rates, the only place we can spend that is in wastewater. That's where the money will be. It can't be used anyplace else. And I just want to make sure that the community understands that there is not a temptation on the part of the district to spend it elsewhere. Not only do we not have the temptation, we cannot legally do it except to spend it there. Okay. So I just wanted to validate that. There has been some fluctuation in the numbers on the CIP. Part of that is that it's over time, the estimates of what things will cost, of course, change. The other thing is that in recognizing the work that we have to do, there's always an opportunity to look at what the initial intent was and to determine whether or not there's something more that needs to be done or can be done sequentially in some ways so that the full investment doesn't have to happen immediately. So those kinds of considerations and discussions go on, but they're very detailed and they're very technical and they happen within the utilities environment. So I just wanted to pass that information on.
Thank you, Director Steidel. Any other director wish to make any response? Okay. Well, let's move in then to the actual plan itself here and go goal by goal and objective by objective. So the first one is this increase and improve communication with the public. There's two objectives here. So I guess we need to see. So GM Weigel, this looks like your name was on this one. This has to do with develop and present a public outreach program. It looks like we're in the revised column there. So what's the status of that one?
This is a program in draft and still working through a lot of the details there. A lot of it was intended to be non-COVID related. And so I'm sort of working through a little bit of that.
Okay. So I think we're good there. I think one of the things that we need to consider is as we move forward, some of these items refocus ourselves tomorrow. Some of these items we may wish to call out to be sure that we bring them forward and they don't get dropped on the floor. So as we move forward, we try to note those in particular. I can respond to the next item on there about the concept of holding two informal town meetings by June 15th. Clearly that hasn't happened. And Mr. Weigel and I have been discussing this, and I think at the present time, probably we'll let this one drop. It's the idea of a town meeting in this COVID time is probably not to do that in a really productive way. Neither of us could see a way forward in the present environment on that one. So not that we're always interested in continuing to look for opportunities for communication, but that particular one I think we can drop as an if without objection on that one. Okay. Moving on then to the next goal, which is to achieve and sustain adequate financial resources. In terms of the first objective, it appears to be done. Yes, and we had a report, as I recall. This was to identify potential organizational changes and efficiencies to address underfunded, under-resourced, and understaffed services and support needs. And so the report was presented, so that's definitely done and can be checked off. The Tyler system, to complete the implementation, Ms. Duffield, or can we safely say that implementation is completed?
That's correct.
Okay, let's put that one. That's done. All right. And we have the other one is a future objective. Areas for immediate alternative review. Actually, I think this, as I recall, what happened here is we did get a report and then it got passed on as it's over here in the comments section. It says Director Steidel and Gray to discuss further. I think we did form an ad hoc on that, did we not? Yes, Director Gray.
Yeah, I believe we did form an ad hoc. Ad hoc hasn't really gone activated yet, but Dr. Farmer and I think, are the ad hoc.
Oh, okay. It's you and Director Farmer?
Right.
Okay. Just a moment.
That actually was, looks like that's been completed. Part of it's completed, but the ad hoc committee has been appointed.
I'm sorry, one more time, the ad hoc
committee. So I guess you'd say it's in progress because the ad hoc committee has been appointed.
Yeah, I think in one sense, as the goal is stated here, or as the objective is stated, I think it's been achieved and now it's on an ongoing situation. That was the way I recall that wording, because the ad hoc is supposed to be kind of looking as an ongoing thing as to how we're going to fix that. So I think we don't need to worry about carrying that forward. It'll be carried forward with the board business, unless anyone feels that we need to specifically call it out.
Yeah.
Okay, not seeing anyone. Okay, let's go with that. Moving on then to the balance between growth and resources. And we do have, we had Director Farmers and Gray working on the Las Salinas Las Tablas Resource Conservation District, and that's complete, I believe. The grant application was submitted in February, and we're anticipating award announcements in May and June. Well, we're almost to the end of June.
The grant was awarded.
Oh, cool. Okay.
It was awarded, so that has been completed. Well, now, there may be future grants, because the program is recurring. So it may be a good idea to keep that goal or that goal going essentially with a further objective of additional grants or something like that.
Okay, so let's keep that in our mind as we go forward then, getting additional grants. Mm-hmm. Okay, now the other two are both labeled future objectives, so I don't know where we are other than, this was, it looks like it was going to be, Director Steidel and myself were going to be working with Mr. D'Enzo regarding a process to address recommendations for accessory dwelling units and affordable housing. It seems to me, originally we were waiting for direction from the county, I believe, on this. And so are we just in a holding pattern, or what's happening? I see Director Seidel nodding. Mr. Deans, did you have anything to add on that one? Are we just basically in a holding pattern here?
Nothing to add on, Mr. President Howell.
Okay, thank you. I'm just making a note here as a holding pattern. And again, because we do have a board ad hoc, so it's one way that I'm trying to keep a list of all these ad hocs so that we don't lose them. And even if it doesn't make it into our next iteration of the plan, it won't get forgotten. Director Farmer.
Thank you, President Howell. I just want to make a brief comment with regard to the grant being received and with regard to resources. I believe with regard to the vegetative treatment program that's being done on the Cavell Ranch, and Director Gray can correct me if I'm wrong here, but both FFRP, in other words, the Fiscalini Ranch Preserve folks there, and also at Rancho Marino, they're going to be doing also a treatment program, but they're going to be doing something different, or at least investigating doing something different from what's happening on the Cavell Ranch. But both of those groups or representatives, their important thing is, like I said, improved forest health in those two areas, which are, I think, if you include both of them, are about 800 acres. So that's something that's going to be moving forward as well. So I just wanted to point that out. Thank you.
Excellent. Yes, thank you, Director Farmer. And that goes right into that last objective, specifically participate in updating the forest management plan to address health and well-being of the forest. So that kind of falls into that, does it not, a little bit?
It would seem so, okay. Yes.
Director Gray, I, out of the corner of my eye, I caught your hand there, yeah?
I just had a further comment on that. We may have to revisit that, the wording of that objective. Because the management, because obviously the first objective also is updating forest management plans. They're plans specific to specific parcels, but overall it is effectively the same thing. Because the more forest management plans get updated through the grant program, the more you basically updated the overall forest management plan for the planning for the area. So this is somewhat superseded, I think, by number one.
Yeah, it sort of gloms together, I think. Right. Yeah. So as it moves forward, I think this may reappear then as a part of our as we move forward. It may actually reincarnate itself in a goal. But if not, just based on our conversation here, we can be sure that the continued existence of that ad hoc at the board level ensures that this would go forward. And so, again, making sure that I keep my list of ad hocs up to date. So, well, and I think at a moment, there was a thought that went through my mind I should mention. I think it is kind of my job to kind of keep track of what ad hocs we have, and probably I should start calling around to you guys periodically just to see how we're doing on these. So it's not to urge you to work, but more just to make sure that we're all updated as to the progress or lack of progress that's being made on these. So in the future, I think you'll be getting a few more phone calls and emails from me just to checking out to see how these ad hocs are doing. Moving on then, are we ready for the next one? Okay. This will be develop a long-term infrastructure and resources plan. I think this is the second to last goal, if I got this correct. The first one, let's see, this is going to involve Director Dean, Mr. D'Enzo, Ms. Duffield. I think, Director Dean, can you advise us on the status of that first goal? This is a process for developing an annual capital improvement project list, et cetera, and lead to prioritizing of short-term infrastructure requirements. How are we doing on that one? You're muted. Yeah.
Oh. Sorry, I unmuted and then immediately remuted myself. I think we're kind of waiting to see what was going to happen with the Prop 218 and what funding we were going to have. And then we were going to work on, I think the way that it's left is we were going to work on how to prioritize the things that are remaining that were not going to be covered by the IGA program. So that's one of the things we still need to complete is possibly looking at a five-year plan going forward. You might check with Mr. D'Anzo to make sure I'm remembering it correctly.
Okay. Mr. D'Anzo, would you care to chime in there?
So I think this one dealt with our desire to standardize our priority system. And that's why, you know, finance manager Pam Duffield was involved with this too, because it was supposed to be across departments, not just utilities. Number two is the one that deals with utilities, and we're waiting for, you know, what projects could be funded. And if there's going to be projects that can't be funded with this, with the recent rate increase, you know, how are we going to prioritize those in the future? Back to number one, we do have an ad hoc that was formed to help address this, because I did propose an idea to standardize the priorities list. But the result of that was an ad hoc committee. So we haven't met yet with that ad hoc committee.
Okay. Can you remind me who's on that committee? Just for my own records.
Yeah, I believe it's Michael Thomas and I believe it's David Pearson. So
yeah, I think it is.
Yeah.
Okay, plus that would be the two of those plus you, Mr. D'Anzo. Is that kind of okay? Okay, so now I know who to ask. You know, in terms of how are we doing. So, the issue here is this is a ongoing project that and the personnel are now focusing in. I think so. It sounds excellent to me. Okay, and then as you already allude to the second. Objective on there, which was to prioritize the other projects. And the wording that what I'm hearing is that is still kind of the to-do now that we have the 218 and we're kind of waiting for the financing to get in place. And then we start looking at what else we can do or need to do. Is that, would that correctly describe that? Vice President Dean?
Yeah, and actually, objective two and three are kind of tied together.
Yes. Okay, so those are kind of to-dos as we go forward. I mean, right. It's kind of the stuff you have to do anyway, in a sense. It's like making one of my objectives is to get up in the morning. I mean, we can't function if we can't put projects and, you know, properly priorities. Okay, and as a future objective, it looks to me we have actually is in the nature of a project almost to review the current inventory requirements and make some recommendations to the board. Is this something we're even interested in continuing with, or how are we? Go ahead, Vice President Dean.
I think we've had a little bit of controversy over whether R&I should be doing an inventory. I do believe that the finance department does have an inventory of our assets already for things above a certain dollar amount. And I believe Mr. D'Anzo has expressed that, you know, he has a program already also for keeping track of the assets in the utilities department. So I think perhaps we should meet with Mr. D'Anzo and Pam one more time to see if this is something they want us to move forward with. And also we do have an ad hoc committee on this at right this second. I can't pull out of my head who it is. I think Mr. Tienzo will remember. I should have looked at that beforehand so I could tell you. I'm sorry. But there also has been some talk about possibly using interns from Cal Poly to help with this. This is something we are planning on doing.
Okay, so it is kind of a project. It's sort of I'm just trying to rephrase this. So at least waiting for one more meeting with Mr. Tienzo to see how or if to go forward and in what direction.
Yeah, Mr. Tienzo and Ms. Stuffwood.
Okay, so that's going to be with Ray and Pam.
So that, can we make this a future item?
Future objective. And again, even if it doesn't actually make it, to me, this is more a project that supports other things. And so I could see this happening regardless. But yeah. Okay. Any other comments on this one? All right. We're ready to the last one. This is the community preparedness for wildfires and other emergencies. So does anyone know where we are on this business of updating the already adopted multi-jurisdictional hazard mitigation plan? Does anyone have a report on that? Without the fire chief.
It has to be updated periodically. You know, I think that's what Mr. Pearson was talking about.
Right.
Yeah, and it is a prerequisite for FEMA grants.
Got it.
It's very important that way.
So we don't want to forget. We have to keep after this. It's just kind of an ongoing situation, isn't it?
Yep.
Okay, that's important to remember. Mm-hmm. And this is ongoing. Okay, and then the next one, this was the evacuation one. We did have the report, the evacuation routes and capabilities and support needed relevant grant applications, including... Is everything on here? It says done. I think Director Gray, where are we actually? Is everything complete on that?
I think in terms of the, and Director, Vice President Dean can add anything she wants or correct this, but I think we're done with this specific objective. I do think we might want to renew the evacuation route planning in a new objective, but more towards the implementing Zone Haven, which is going to be apparently the Zone Haven, as it were, the allocations of the areas, the maps or whatever you want to call them, are going to be done pretty much by the end of the year. And then it's the implementation phase early in 2023 so that, you know, we basically put it on the ground essentially and get people integrated into it in Cambria. And then the issue on the evacuation routes, we have routes identified, but of course there's the whole issue of what we do with that information and whether we have routes that we can actually establish and so forth. So I think the immediate objective I think is completed. I think that a new objective can be established in our next, you know, in tomorrow's meeting perhaps.
Okay, that sounds like one that we want to be sure that let's not let that one drop on the floor tomorrow then. I think we need to so if you'll help me remember, everybody help. I don't know how much I'm going to remember. But in fact, as we finish this discussion, we'll just review very quickly those that we want to be sure that some will just be taken care of in the ordinary course of business. But if we want anything to come forward to discussion tomorrow, we want to be sure to call those out. And I think that probably has to do with this last one that I believe the Chief Hollingsworth was very concerned about, that we really do need to do. And he specifically asked that this one not be dropped on the floor. Right. And this is the defensible space ordinance for the community of Cambria. And this is to research an ordinance and present it to the board and staff as a staff report for consideration. Mm-hmm. So yeah, that's kind of important. And does anyone have any other comment on that one other than that? I presume you all concur with the chief on this, that, okay, I see all the nods. So this one will definitely come forward, keep and bring forward. So let me very briefly review my notes and see if I've got the ones that we absolutely don't want to drop. That we want to be sure that they're brought forward for discussion tomorrow. Most of these are things which it looks like we just handle as procedural or just ongoing. I'm going to come to you guys. Other than the wait a minute. The only ones that I'm seeing that we have, that I know that we really don't want to drop on the floor, have to do with the fire preparedness. So does anybody else, and I'll make notes here, does anybody else have items in particular on this list that, I mean, not to say that they could all come forward, but things that we simply don't want to forget in the excitement. And so anybody have anything else? Yes, Director Dean, or Vice President Dean.
Would it help if I tell you which things I made a note of that we said we were going to carry forward?
That would be good.
Okay. So for objective, goal number one, increase and improve communications with the public, we said we were going to carry forward developing and presenting a public outreach program.
Okay.
We said we were going to keep working on that. On the second goal, on achieving and sustaining adequate financial resources, we said we were going to carry forward objective number three. We were to carry that forward in a board level. So I guess, that's not going to stay on the... And then, let me see here. Future objective was the inventory requirements. Does that need to be a goal on the next time? Carrying that one forward?
I don't know that it does. That kind of depends on the level. I mean, it could feed into other things, but I leave it up to you guys, you know, how you feel about whether some of these things are going to get done anyway, but things that rise to the level of we want to be sure that this is part of the direction that we're going and that we're not straying from our intended. Yeah, go ahead.
And then the final three-year goal, the preparedness for wildfires and other emergencies, pretty much all three of these, we decided we needed to continue.
Okay.
Some alteration to number two, because we did get some grants, but we know in the future Zone Haven needs to be implemented. But I think it's helpful if our board ad hoc committee continued. Oh, I missed the forest management thing. I just noticed on... the growth and resources one. I'm sorry. I think that's why Director Farmer probably has his hand up. But, you know, I think we need to continue on with our work on evacuation routes and probably also look into safe haven places for people. I think that was something the chief was wanting to look at. You know, so if we're in a situation where we can't all evacuate at once, there's places people can go and wait out. Until they can. So I think we need to continue on with some of that.
Okay, excellent. Director Farmer, and followed by Director Seidel.
Thank you, President Hal. So in reflecting on growth and resources, in that particular part of the strategic plan, both Mr. Swartz and Ms. Dickerson talked about the availability, being aware and the district letting the community know how much water is actually available for the residents of this community. I would assume obviously mostly from San Simeon Creek, but also from Santa Rosa Creek. And since everything is really up in the air right now with regard to the availability of water, which is actually our most precious resource in this community, I'm wondering if perhaps with regard to that particular part of the strategic plan that under resources, we should be addressing, like I say, not just forest health and how to improve that, but the availability of water for our community and how to address, number one, providing that type of information realistically to the members of the community, and also how do we as a district do our best to utilize our water resources as meaningfully as possible? I'll just leave it at that for right now.
Okay. Thank you, Director Farmer. Director Seidel.
Yes. Couldn't remember if I was unmuted or not. I guess two things. The water availability in its most simplistic term, we have defined by the Water Resources Board how much we can draw from the aquifers, San Simeon and Santa Rosa. Anything beyond that is whatever nature brings to us. And we certainly don't have control over that. So being able to define a specific number may be a difficult target to achieve, not to say that some of the other things that have been suggested aren't important, and to focus on those elements, because those are elements we might be able to influence. But what we will never be able to determine what an exact number is, because Mother Nature is not going to let us know ahead of time.
That's a very good
point. My personal. No. The other thing related to the last items on the preparedness and emergencies, I think that Mr. Pearson made an excellent point earlier with reference to the idea of establishing essentially an emergency resource center with the Vets Hall. And there would be some upgrades of things that would probably need to happen with the Vets Hall in terms of its own personal infrastructure to be able to do that. So I think that's something I'd like to suggest we keep on the table and have some serious discussions about.
That's a good point. And just a second, Director Gray. That's a very, very concrete, very specific thing. And I sort of like that, because it's something. So let's all try to remember and bring that one forward, not let it fall. I'm going to listen to this meeting after we're all done and try to take some notes for tomorrow, but I don't guarantee that I'm going to get it all. So it's up to you guys too to do the best you can to kind of remember what we're doing here today. I think Vice President Dean, or no, it's Director Gray. Did you
have a couple of comments to make on the Vets Hall? Enhancement, where, you know, and that has to do with grant opportunities too. That actually is a separate, we should add that as a separate item, make sure we think of doing that. That's a little distinct from the other three, but it's very important. So we have to keep in mind as an added objective, I think.
Yeah.
Just a little comment on the water capacity, the aquifer capacity issue. Before we go off as a board directing people, you know, staff or whatever, to try to figure out how much water we have in the aquifers, we have to remember the Urban Water Management Plan is the actual official way that we address that issue. We're talking about safe yield, essentially. You know, how much can we pull out? Not what we're legally entitled to pull out, but how much we safely can pull out. And the UWMP, that's what we're supposed to do with the UWMP. So I think we should leave that, you know, make sure that process is not, you know, second guessed or disrupted and that it's ongoing. But we're already doing that, essentially, is my main point. And we should make sure we get it done and update as necessary, but it's a process that's already in place.
Yeah, that's a good point, I think, yeah. I'll just piggyback on that a little bit. The whole issue of how much water is there, how much do we have, what can we use, not only is it's so many unknowns that I don't know if we're ever going to get an actual number that we could point to, as Director Steidel pointed out, but we have Mother Nature as well to contend with here or to cooperate with. But not only that, we also have human nature to deal with. Even if we had a finite specific number of gallons available to us, the other issue is still flexible in terms of how much water do we actually need. And that depends on how much people use. And that's a human thing, and it's something that we only have partial control over. So whatever exercises we do in this area, it's going to be more an issue of probabilities. And so in a sense, it's still a gamble, no matter what we do. It's kind of a horrible situation to be in, but that's just the nature of it, of the world, I think. There's a certain amount of uncertainty in life, and this is one example of that. Okay, enough of this philosophizing. So I think we're ready to move on to the next agenda item. Before we do, is there anything else that feel, let's see, I'm specifically addressing Director Steidel and Vice President Dean. from your ad hoc report, is there anything that we need to call out at this point as in terms of bringing things forward or items that need to inform our discussion tomorrow on before we actually move into the public comment area here? Vice President Dean.
Well, our final ad hoc committee report is included in this agenda that we have here under the first part of the agenda for tomorrow. But I just wanted to emphasize that what Director Steidel and I did was research other communities' strategic plans and also what our district responsibilities are, and try to give you examples of how we could focus our strategic plan goals towards the services that we are obligated to provide. And I just wanted to emphasize that what we put in our report are examples and suggestions on how we could do that, that we are not trying to do this plan for the whole board. This is just what our research showed. These are our suggestions on how we can move forward, but it's up to the entire board to determine those goals and objectives. It's not, we weren't trying to run the thing. Oh, yeah. We're just trying to provide some information on what we saw seemed to work the best for other areas. So,
excellent. Yeah. And that's sort of the way I took it. Let me see. Director Steidel.
I think that Vice President Dean is verbalize very well what we were attempting to do in bringing information forward to the board. I think a lot of what we've gone over with the strategic plan items here in the old format can easily still be fit into the suggestion that had been made regarding the functional orientation of the goals. For instance, the fire department items that have been listed are just a natural element of the function of the fire services to be involved in those processes with potentially the assistance of other people. So I think that as we go forward and review the goals and get those established, I'm suggesting we could probably then come back to these items that were from the prior strategic plan statusing that we just did, and then go through and make sure that everything has a home. And that'll help validate some of the process that we go through too.
Good point. Thank you for that. Yes. And the other thing, the reason I'm bringing up this now is that when you guys, when you, the two of you presented your report, it was, Director Farm and I were both not present at that. So I just wanted to give I think you guys kind of know how I feel about it. I've been very favorable to the recommendations of the report, but I don't know that Director Farmer had a chance really to respond to that report. Director Farmer, if you have anything you'd like to say about that report, which has to do more with how we conduct the meeting tomorrow.
You know, I think what I'm going to have to do, and I haven't done this, and I'm embarrassed to say this, I should probably watch the meeting that I missed before I make a comment. I know that sounds kind of silly that I'm saying that.
Oh, no, that's a fair thing. Yeah. I mean, I'm not wanting to put you on the spot, but just to make sure that whatever feedback was out there that at this time that we bring that forward. So I think we're good then. I think we're ready to move on to the next agenda item. If no one has anything more to say about this one. Okay, let us do that. And thanks to the attendees for being patient with us here. This will be item 3B, which is receiving community input regarding the strategic plan. I think Jim Weigel, would you present the item, and then I'll talk a little bit about how we actually will proceed with this. But to the public here, you can have more than one shot on this one because we're dividing the topics up a little bit. So we'll allow conversation. We'll get to that after GM Weigel presents the general idea as we go forward here. So GM Weigel, you have the floor on this.
Thank you, President Howell. Agenda item 3B is the received community input for the strategic plan process and workshop tomorrow. Staff recommends that the board solicit public input in three key areas. Those are district strengths, district weaknesses, and district goals. And that's those are goals basically up to 3 years. And the public may comment on any other issues related to the update of the strategic plan. Attached in the agenda for this topic are a little bit of background information. So part of the understanding the public's input and the workshop participant input for weaknesses, goals, weaknesses, strengths, and goals is to do a SWOT analysis to understand what we do well, what we think we do well, what we think we don't do well, and utilize some of that in the development of goals. That's part of the process. And so there's a little bit more information on page 10 of your agenda that talks a little bit more about those individual areas, as well as external factors and trends. So with that, I'll turn it back over to you, President Hell, for input from the public.
Okay, thank you, Jim Weigold. So before we go forward then, I want to make, I think AGP, you'll need to correct me if I'm mistaken about this, but I want to advise people as we, before I actually get into this, that the session tomorrow will, there's two issues here. It will be visible. It will be broadcast by AGP.
Yes,
thank you. And so you will be able to you go and find AGP online or however they do that.
Slowspan.org.
Slowspan, that's right. Slowspan.org to see the meeting as it progresses. And that will allow you to actually see us on the screen in our Hollywood Squares kind of situation here. So this is if you want to see what's going on, if you want to actually talk to us or give us a comment, actually we don't receive public comment tomorrow, but you can also call in on the phone link that's provided in the meeting announcement. But I wanted to just advise you that there is a visual as well that is available from SlowSpan. And for those of you who are unable to, I just checked before we started today, excuse me, that recording from SlowSpan will be available. So those people who have missed watching that strategic planning session, they can see it later at their convenience. So having said, so this is really the opportunity to provide a public input to that process. And so I'd like to take public input in the three areas separately so that you've got at least three shots at the apple here. And because the whole object here is to hear from the public, I will allow you to speak more than once after everyone who wishes to speak has spoken. So if you really have more than 3 minutes versus of worth of commentary on one of the topics, you can do your 3 minutes, and then provided everyone else has had a chance to talk and the time has not gotten too long, we'll go ahead and go for a second round. So you'll have three opportunities here to discuss. And so what we'll do is I'll take comments, first of all, on the district strengths, the things that strengths and accomplishments that has general strengths and then accomplishments over the last 6 months. So that would be the first area of public commentary. And then after we finish with that, and you've all had your say, then we will have the district weaknesses. And this is current. We don't want to hash the past here. This is going forward. So what are our current weaknesses and what are our current challenges that we're going to have to face? And then the last item would be district goals, and to think about the external factors that will have a positive impact and the external factors that have a negative impact and suggestions for goals. That's all kind of one thing. We're looking to the future. What are the What are the things that are good that that will help us? What are the things that will be problems for us? And what do you think those three-year goals should be if you were king? What would you do? So, excuse me. So having said that, we'll open up the floor to public commentary. And then I'll give you just a minute, any of you who have a thought. We always like to hear good stuff, so you could think of something. okay. And now I'll call first. Leah, do we have any written commentary on... let me ask you this, Leah, so I won't have to ask you again. And do we have any comment at all on any of this material?
No, we do not.
Okay, so I won't bother asking you again. Okay, I do see a hand up, Mr. Dudzik. So please come in, Mr. Dudzik.
I'm mute. Here we are again.
There you are, yes.
As Director Gray pointed out, the Urban Water Management Plan is an important vehicle. And I would say I want to applaud the district for the preparation of, and the update of the Urban Water Management Plan. Mm-hmm. Very important element. And I do appreciate how important it is to focus on that. So I want to applaud you for that. And then I'll come back later with some suggestions for update.
Okay. Thank you, Mr. Dudzik. Mm-hmm. Anybody else want to give us a pat on the back here? Okay, Ms. Dickerson, now this is good stuff. So if it's negative, you want to wait till the negative side. If it's good, we want to hear it now. So please come in, Ms. Dickerson.
I don't think, President Howell, you should even make that assumption. Ah. Let me speak first, okay?
The reason, Ms. Dickerson, let me interrupt you. The reason I said that is if you want to have a negative thing to say, you're going to have a shot at that.
I know that.
Okay, that's what I just wanted to remind you.
So all I want to do is clarify the prior comment made by Mr. Dudzik that the Urban Water Management Plan, yes, great that you got it done, but it is a requirement. It's not something you choose to do or not choose to do. So I would like to, for somebody that seems a little uninformed about it, that you don't really have a choice. It's something that is mandated. And yes, I do applaud the district for having done that. But that's my clarification on it. Thank you.
Thank you, Ms. Dickerson. And I do get your point. I mean, should we be praised for something that we are required to do anyway? There is an argument you can make in that regard. Anybody else want to speak? Okay, not seeing anybody. I'm going to move on then to the next one. This is perhaps going to give us a little more. So this will be the district weaknesses. This is the internal, and we're talking about what's internal to the district, not the external circumstances, of which there are many. Scary things happening out there, but that's not what we're talking about. So this is our internal weaknesses and challenges. So anybody have anything to say on that one? Okay, Mr. Dudzik, please go ahead.
I almost let it go, but I said no. No,
that's okay.
The challenge I think that you have, and I'll use it in regards to the Urban Water Management Plan, is that I believe that it needs to be more collaborative in terms of once it's out there, let's talk about what it actually says and go beyond the technical specifics of the document and convert that into planning for the future, integrating that into your plans for the future. And I think that's the next item you want to talk about. So I'll come back on the next item and talk about how I might suggest that you integrate that in the future.
Excellent. Well, thank you for that. Anybody else want to talk about our weaknesses? This is the chance. Oh, yes, Ms. Dickerson, please.
I didn't realize we'd already skipped to weaknesses.
Oh.
Maybe I already expressed some of those or my concerns earlier. I just do not feel, and I'm being perfectly candid and honest about my feelings about leadership and about oversight. I really have paid very close attention to the district, as I said earlier, for a very long time. And many of you know that. I've brought many issues to the district's attention over the years. I do care about our town, and I do care about the misdirection that I've seen it gone in so many ways and so many times. And I just sort of wonder how the board is really wanting to address going forward in a different way, in a way that is really going to show benefits to how this town really is operated, about its goals and objectives, because I keep seeing this, just this floundering, and I don't get it. We pay people very good money to do the work that they do. And yet so many times it's the public who has brought to your attention mistakes, errors, issues. We're the ones. And it's very frustrating. And so I really would like to see better leadership, not just from the general manager, but from department heads. And I would like to see way more oversight from the board in its duties of oversight, so that we have a better run CCSD. Thank you.
Okay, thank you, Ms. Dickinson. Anybody else? I'll just give it just a quick minute here. Okay, I'm not seeing anything. Going once, going twice. Okay, we'll move to item three. Pardon me, just a second here. Okay, this will be district goals. And again, I think the discussion could, it's a little more complicated here. We're talking about not only goals, but we want to talk now about the external factors, which may be the positives and negatives. That is to say, what's good out there that are not internal to the district, and what there may be good things as well happening in the world that may affect us. So, and all of those would then feed into our goals as we move forward. So I see Crosby and Laura Swartz, followed by Dennis Dudzik.
Oh, no. Thank you, President Howell. I have just a couple sort of obvious comments about the potential negative external factors that might be facing the district. One, of course, is the possibility of a continued high rate of inflation. You know, this is going to be a problem for everybody, including the district. I don't know what you do about it, but you need to be aware that it could continue. And the other one, also obvious, is that if we get into an extended period of drought, that has a major effect on our water supply. So those are potential negative factors. And that's just my observation. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Swartz. Yeah, those are things, both of those are things that kind of keep me awake sometimes. All right, Mr. Dudzik, followed by Mr. Calderwood, followed by Ms. Dickinson.
Thank you again.
Welcome.
President Howell. So what I'm addressing here is how to pull this urban water management plan into focus, and there's, it goes back to the question of public input and how that all needs to be managed going forward. And I'll give you just one example, and maybe we can talk a little bit more about that. But so the United Lot Owners of Cambria commissioned the engineering firm of GEI to complete a detailed review, and I'm going to read some of this, so I apologize for that. I want to make sure I say it precisely. They completed a detailed review and analysis of the urban water man, the 2020 urban water management plan. This was done in February. And this information was communicated to the board. And the conclusion of the GEI analysis of the urban water management plan is that the moratorium on water connections imposed by the CCSB in 2001 is a measure representative of a past era in water management, no longer reflects current or anticipated practices, attitudes, and regulations. The analysis demonstrates that today, based on residential water use projections for 2025, there is a clear basis for immediate permitting of 184 additional water meter connections without compromising system reliability for the existing users during multiple year droughts and without relying on any water from the WRF. In addition, based on the water use rates reported by the CCSD to the State Board in 2021, rates considerably lower than the projections used to support the permitting of the 184 additional connections, the number of meters that could be permitted under the same conditions rises to 208. So this is real important analysis and discussion that needs to go on, because we need to move forward with measures that are representative of the current and future water management requirements. And that's my comment.
Okay. Thank you, Mr. Dudzik. Mm-hmm. Okay. Let's see. Now, Michael Calderwood, please.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Going to the specific goals and objectives, first, I'd like to again compliment the excellent work done by Vice President Dean and Director Steidel on sort of rethinking and revamping and coming up with new specific approaches to goal setting and putting a lot of thought into it and laying a really good foundation for the discussion tomorrow. I think it will yield good fruit. Specifically to the ongoing goal and objective and sort of my personal quixotic quest here about transparency and communication with the public. It seems to me from observing and attending and engaging on a fairly regular basis that all the discussion about transparency and all of that is very, it's used sort of as a cudgel to impede a lot of the progress that may be counter to what individuals think. If you look at statistics, which is one good way to gauge public engagement, maybe we can start looking at things like website hits, who goes there and looks, attendance at meetings. I think I heard four or five people at today's meeting. At the policy committee meeting, it's usually me. At the finance meeting, I'm sure that the live attendance is lower, as with the R&I committee. So these are all settings and opportunities for the public to engage, and yet we don't. So why is that? Maybe look at the transparency and communication issue differently. Find a way to make it more of a joint ownership rather than the district sort of running around scratching its head saying, what can we do now to make, you know, 1% of the population who engage happy? You know, use the stats, use the numbers. Laura made a great point about I'm a numbers person. Well, let's look at our numbers and see what they truly are, and then engage the community, those who wish to engage, in a way to take the emotion out, to take all the personal feelings, to take all the situational things out and say, how can we collectively do a better job of ensuring that there is good transparency, good communication, that will make us all better and stronger as a community. So those are my thoughts. Put some specific targets and metrics around that objective, and then look at it through the lens of how do we help the community engage better in a way that we all understand. Thank you.
Thank you. Very good points. Yes, Ms. Dickerson. I think Or no, who's this? Oh, I'm sorry.
There we go. Got it. Thank you. Thank you, President Howell.
Okay.
And thank you for indulging me one more time.
Oh, please.
I would have to ask this, what we have staring at us, and which has another item that resulting from what we have staring at us is the NOV from the Coastal Commission. And so how does a district resolve the issue of lifting the moratorium, the Water Code 350, when facing the NOV from the Coastal Commission? That is a huge, huge issue. Earlier, it was brought up about ADUs. We already know that the Coastal Commission has said no ADUs / guest houses in Cambria or Los Osos. And so why are we even talking about ADUs and about the county when that's already been made clear? So I'm not understanding why we're not getting clarity on things that we should have clarity on. And also, when people talk about 208 more homes being built, even without the emergency water supply, sustainable water facility, WRF, whatever, goodness gracious, it just can't, it isn't possible. I mean, you first have to deal with lifting the moratorium, and I don't quite know how you go about that because it has been in place for 21 years. And so, you know, these are obviously difficult issues, and I would think Mr. Hirsch might be able to help us out a little bit if he so desires, but it is not, San Simeon is considering lifting their moratorium and letting all 14 on the water wait list build with 148 acre feet of water supply allocated, not supply, allocation. And so that's what we have to look at is, what do we, when you talk about, oh, well, how much do we really have? What about droughts that really do affect the amount? And right now we're allowed to water 3 times a week, 15 minutes each time, which I find ludicrous at this time, at this point in time. So I just think there are huge issues you have confronted you right now that certainly would affect any thought of handing out intent to serves, will serves at this point in time. We have to get our water situation straightened out, and we have to know what we really do have, what is the demand, what is the supply. And I do believe that we have a way of figuring out because we've done it in the past. Go back to 1988 and you'll find some answers. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Ms. Dickerson. Okay, I see Crosby and Laura Swartz. Or Crosby or Laura Swartz.
Can you hear us?
Oh yes, thank you.
Okay, thank you, Don. Yeah, it's Laura this time.
Hi, Laura. Okay.
Okay, just real simple terms again. Tina is probably pretty correct there. I think the one goal the district should be doing is paying close attention to the agencies that have tremendous power over us. I mean, it goes, that's what I'm saying. Look at the agencies. The other thing for our resources and growth, we need to look not only at water as a resource, we also need to look at our evacuation plans, how to get out of here. We also need to think every time you build a house, in most places, you're going to be taking down forest. This whole place is an ESHA. We need to be very aware of all of our resources, not just the water. Pay attention to the agencies and we'll probably have life go a little easier. Thank you.
Thank you, Ms. Swartz. Do we have any additional public comment here? This is, we'll wait just a minute here. I'm not seeing anything going once. Sometimes it takes them a while to decide if they want to talk, so going twice. Okay, public comment is now closed. And I think for this item, does any directors have anything they wish to say regarding this item before we move to the next one? Not seeing anything, okay. Let me pull my agenda up, hold on a second here, okay. So item C, I think at this point, sorry, I seem to have misplaced my agenda. Jim Weigold, what's next? Would you mind reading the next item for me? Because I can't find my notes.
We adjourn to tomorrow's meeting, I think.
Yeah, President Howell, I recommend that the board consider adjournment as agenda item 3C is really the workshop for tomorrow. And so, although I suppose you could take suggest district council could weigh in, but we could take public comment on this item, or should we wait?
It would be appropriate to take public comment on this item as well as item D, since the format of tomorrow's meeting doesn't lend itself to public comment.
Good point. Thank you, Mr. Hurst. So right now, so we've got two issues here. The item C, which is the meeting we're going to hold tomorrow, and this will be the public's opportunity to speak for public comment for that. And then the final item has to do with scheduling a new, an additional planning workshop. So once we complete the commentary on item C, we'll briefly look at item D as well to make sure that everyone is clear about that. So this will be public comment on item C, and I see Mr. Dudzik hands. So Mr. Dudzik, please come in.
Yes, in response to the question about what the board is going to be talking about and doing tomorrow, I would hope that the board would really look at the achieving a balance with growth and resource. Look at that as a mandate. I was involved in all of the public processes, and I know that was in the intention. It was the intention to strike a balance with growth and resources based on best efforts, best judgment, best data, and put it in. So, and your comment, President Howell, was that you need to know more about the availability and of water, and it's been brought up by the other public members. And Director Gray pointed out that's what the Urban Water Management Plan is for. That's why I brought up the GEI report, because that's real data. That's professional people looking at that data and coming up with an analysis. That needs to be part of your discussion tomorrow, so that by the end of the day tomorrow, you've got a plan and a schedule to acquire the information, to develop the detailed action items to get to this balance with growth and resources. And I really would hope you do that. And one slightly related item, but related to everything here, is the question of who is authorized and responsible for responding to public comment. Because there needs to be specifics on that. So, for example, when a member of the public requests an agenda item be placed on the calendar, and months go by and there's no communication either way, there needs to be a tickler file. There needs to be a real plan for assuring that public comment is addressed and it's addressed in a way that's appropriate. I appreciate, President Howell, your comments here, but that's not a response to an official request for a board agenda item. And so, again, I hope that your policies and your procedures include those kinds of things to make it, goes back to transparency. If the public provides information, provides requests, engages in dialogue, and it just goes one way, it's not dialogue. So I would hope that your process tomorrow integrates that, and we see a significant expansion in the scope of work under achieving the balance of growth and resources and public interaction with the public. Thank you.
Okay, well, thank you, Mr. Dusick. You raised an interesting, you gave me a few ideas here, so I'm going to, we'll think about this. But this, the whole issue of two-way communication is probably a big one. Yes, Ms. Dickinson.
Oh, thank you, President Howell. Am I muted?
No, we can hear you.
Okay, thank you. So something came up, and I don't know if you'll be addressing it actually tomorrow or not. It was sort of ambiguous to me. And that was an item that David Pearson brought up, and enthusiastically responded to by Director Steidel and agreed to by Vice President Dean. And that is to upgrade the Vets Hall for emergencies if they occur, whatever. I'm troubled by that because, as we know, that the Vets Hall is not being used by the public at large for these meetings. It is being used by the American Legion, almost daily, if I'm not mistaken. They have a number of events. They're using it. They use the kitchen. They use the whatever they have downstairs, a bar or whatever. I don't know what it, I've never been in there. But that's costing all of the ratepayers a lot of money. And when Greg Sanders won the board, he reduced their contribution for using it from $1,000 a year to $1. And I object to all of the ratepayers having to contribute if this is going to be really an expensive project. And I do not think it's fair. And we are not using it currently. You've again decided that it's not the time to be using it now. So we don't know when it will be used for the public and for the district's meetings or for any other activities where people have to actually pay to use the Vets Hall. So I think this needs to really be looked at, and it just been swept under the carpet. But I do believe that there needs to be some fairness associated with whatever, but however it moves forward, it needs to be brought up to the public. Thank you.
Okay, thank you, Ms. Dickinson. Anybody else? Okay, not seeing anything here. I think we are ready then for item. This is last call on public on item 3C. And just a reminder for folks out there: this is the chance to provide public input to tomorrow. Because tomorrow, while you can watch us, and I hope it will be entertaining, that you can watch us, but you won't be able to communicate with us. So this is the time for you to communicate with us regarding our strategic plan as we go forward with our working on a strategic plan for the next 3 years. So again, last call for public comment. All right, I'm not seeing any. So we'll also then take public comment on item 3D, which is the, again, we're doing this now because you folks out there, much as we love to hear from you, it's really a technological issue that we're unable to take comment tomorrow from you. So this is our discussion and consideration to set a date for the next strategic planning workshop. Does anybody out there, any of you folks in the audience, and there are seven of you now, by the way, if anybody wishes to say anything about or wishes to advise us or give us your feelings about whether or not to have a date for another strategic planning workshop. Yes, Mr. Dudzik.
You again.
Welcome back.
My only comment here is to please request that you give more notice on the public workshop. The official notice for this workshop that I saw came out last week. And for many people, that's just not enough time to schedule this kind of time off to do that. And one last comment, and it was just I was remiss in Director Farmer. I did want to thank you for your comment earlier that, you know, it's important to let the community know on the availability and to put that into context. And I appreciate that you brought that up, that is something that needs to be actively included in the workshops as well as in the committees. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Dudzik. And duly noted on the more notice thing, we will need to be a little more. I kind of have a feeling, yeah, that we wouldn't have liked to have seen more of you out there. So we do need to work on that. Yes, Ms. Dickerson.
Thank you, President Howell. So the way I look at this is this your third strategic planning workshop or second with the consultant tomorrow?
This is fourth.
Three? Four?
Yeah.
Okay. So I would think from now four tomorrow, isn't that enough to give you guidance for all of you to have enough guidance? You've had some input from the public, but you know, again, it's why we put our faith in the people we elect to be able to be able to do this job. And I think it's pretty clear, if I were on the board, it would be quite clear to me what the goals and objectives would be. And so I would say I certainly would object to having to pay for another, for a consultant, for one more. And I would think that by the time you get to the conclusion of tomorrow's meeting, that you should have some pretty solid, a solid basis for going forward. And, you know, I wish you well with it. I know it's sad that only a few people seem to show up, but I think a lot of people just wash their hands of the CCSD. They do not have good feelings about the CCSD. Many people in this town don't show up because they don't like coming to the meetings, and they are hard. I've sat through many where we've had 6-7 hours at a time, or more. And that's when they started, you know, a little later. But anyway, I really do believe you have enough, and you will have enough to make some pretty good decisions, hopefully good decisions, tomorrow. So good luck. Thank you.
Thank you for your good wishes, Ms. Tina, Ms. Dickerson. Anybody else? Okay. This is the last shot here before we're almost ready to adjourn. We'll have final comments by any board members, and then we'll ready for adjournment. Anybody else in the audience? One more time. Okay, seeing none, back to my fellow directors. Do you have any additional comments, anything you'd like to say to the public or to each other before we adjourn? Okay, oh yes, Director Farmer.
Yes, I'd just like to thank everyone that did attend and the thoughtful comments that they provided. Thank you.
Thank you, Director Farmer. And those are absolutely echoing my sentiments. Again, I do appreciate everybody for not only you guys for being here this early hour, but also for our attendees, our audience out there. And I think we did receive some very good input from them. It would have been nice to have had more folks here, but I think the ones we have offered us some very good suggestions. So, we'll certainly take all those into account. We may not necessarily agree with everything that's said, but it doesn't mean that we didn't hear you, although I understand that sometimes it can appear that way. So I appreciate everybody, and we'll see. For the public, those of you who need some morning entertainment, you will be able to watch us, and I look forward to seeing my fellow directors and members of staff at the ungodly hour. I think 8:30 we were being asked to log in just to be sure that technically it works. Director Steidel, am I mistaken? You're muted.
8:15. It kicks off at 8:30.
Thank you. I keep pushing it down the road. It's even less. Oh, it's horrible. Okay. I know the rest of the world gets up earlier than I do. So I'll see you all at 8:15 tomorrow. I'd like to say bright-eyed and bushy-tailed, but I don't know if I'm going to be able to pull that off. But I'll try to make a good imitation of being awake. So thank you all. It's a pleasure to see you, as always. And I look forward to seeing you all tomorrow. Thanks again. So, we are now adjourned, officially.